available to the Lord tonight and allow him to have his way in our lives. Praise the Lord. Turn with me in your Bibles to the book of 2 Samuel, chapter 22. I want to read one verse of text, verse number 34. 2 Samuel, chapter 22, and verse number 34. The title or the theme of the message tonight is, He Gives Me What I Need to Stand. Amen. And He gives me what I need, where I need to stand. Amen. Thank God. He makes provision for whatever is necessary in my life. Do you believe that tonight? Amen. Pray you do before this message is over, that God will just bolster that understanding, encourage that knowledge. Amen. 2 Samuel chapter 22, verse 34. He maketh my feet like hinds' feet. He setteth me upon my high places. Now, I want you to read this with me tonight, because it is very likely that you will need to recall this. There'll be time, very likely, in your prayer meeting. There may be in a circumstance that is that higher than you are, that's deeper, it's more difficult. You may need this very shortly, may have already needed it, probably can quote it, may have read it already. I'm certain you've read it. But I want you to read it with me tonight. Verse 34, He maketh my feet, oh, you can read loud in that church, He maketh my feet like hinds' feet, and setteth me upon my high places. Let's read it one more time. He maketh my feet like hinds' feet, and setteth me upon my high places. Father, we thank you for the privilege that we have together in the house of your presence. We pray, Father, that you would minister your word to our heart. We pray, God, that your truth would cleave as marrow to our bones. We pray, Father, God, that you would adjust our vision. Lord, that you'd raise our standards higher, our sights higher. Oh, my God. Father, that lofty place for which we're certain we cannot ascend, cause us to understand that we can well go up. Oh, hallelujah. Father, you've not illuminated, nor have you revealed a place that you would not allow us to come. Oh, God, you don't walk on water unless you can allow man to join you there. Oh, God, you reveal yourself. You live in an ascended place that only one day we can see revealed. But on this side of things, oh, God, Father, when you reveal yourself, it's because we can come that far. Oh, God Almighty, we pray tonight that you'd strengthen the resolve of your people, Father. God, that we'd go out of here saying, it is so. It is an established thing. I can go and I will go. The means is provided and the way is made possible. Father, help us to live on those planes, in that kind of a mindset, and those rules, oh God. Move by your spirit, we ask that anointing we seek. God, we'll give you the praise for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. We go back. Our text. He maketh my feet like hinds' feet, and setteth me upon my high places. Now, saints, the hinds' feet are not something that we assume for ourselves. The feet of a deer. It's amazing to me that these sheep, these goats can dwell in these lofty rocks at just almost a vertical incline, and they run through there. It's just their domain. They fight over breeding grounds. They fight and just leaping at one another, butting heads just with a reckless abandon. They live on these lofty places. It's amazing. I'd be down there on hands and knees with a grappling hook for where they just thrive. Now, saints, it's beyond our scope of imagination that anybody could live in such lofty heights. Noticing that there are hunts that are allowed to go to some of these places. They're very expensive hunts. And a man must be in excellent shape to pursue these sheep, these goats, these animals, because of the terrain upon which they live. Many times you must ascend into a thin mountain air to pursue this quarry. But saints, it's hard for us to imagine with our horizontal mindset that we could live at any place much higher than we have assumed already in our lives. For many of us, our imagination is vivid, but only embellishes what we know already. Our imagination often does not move outside the known and the understood, what we've had, where we've been, what we've done. The most we could hope for is the highest place we've ever ascended in our spiritual life, whether that is to go back or just to maintain. We're looking for that highest spiritual ascent that we've ever made. But saints of God, God has led us, desires to lead us beyond the known, beyond the familiar, beyond the natural, beyond what we've seen and what we've done. There comes a time in the human effort of man, woman, when you've got to lay that aside and realize we're serving a God that moves beyond the natural, beyond the known, and beyond the understanding, beyond the capability, beyond the strength, even beyond the imagination. If you believe that, can you say amen? Now, often you and I will not even play on these grounds. We will not even allow our imagination to pursue until we get beyond the quagmire of our own understanding. Saints, so many times we feel like we've done something, or we've been somewhere, or we're somebody, or we've achieved something. Saints, until you get that out of your head, you won't be worth 2 cents to the kingdom. Come on, saints. Until I get out of my mind, I am something, I've done something, I've been somewhere, then I'll never rise above my highest height that I've experienced. Friends, I am convicted that there's so much more in God than I've ever laid hands on. Come on, saints. There is a place higher than I've ever assumed in my life. I don't want my imagination. I don't want my ponderings. I don't want my meditative thoughts to continue to hold me where I'm at. That's why it is vital that you and I pray in the Holy Ghost. Because it takes the Spirit of God to move us outside these mortal confines. It's going to take something other than we are to cause us to just think about things that are higher and grander and holy, amen, powerful. All of this we must. So therefore it's necessary that we pray on different grounds, that we think on different grounds. You find if you were to tap into the thoughts of a spiritual thinking man or woman, if you listen to their most intimate time of prayer, you'll find them hard to follow at times. For they pray things that are beyond the normal, beyond the casual, beyond the familiar. They're praying on grounds of the Spirit. Their minds are lifting them above. If you were to listen to their thoughts, you'd say, how can they pray such things? I don't know of such things, and I'm not sure that they do, but they're praying beyond themselves. Hear me, saints. Has got to become a thought in the heart of the child of God that I can go higher than I am right now. Hallelujah. And I will go higher. I can see more than I see right now. Now, I want to take this verse apart for just a moment. We know who the He is. He, God. He maketh my feet like hinds' feet. He makes my feet. That means what I own, what I know. He makes my feet. And my feet, saints, there's some things. I've been on some roofs that, you don't get 8, 9, 10. You get to 10, 12. At 12, 12, I'm hanging on for everything I've got. Woo! I like my feet planted firmly on the ground, and it's amazing. The older I get, the more firmly I like it planted. Amen. You know, there's some vertical inclines. There's some places you can go. You're just up there by imagination. Well, you know, so I conceive my abilities. I conceive my ability to pursue. Amen. Places to go. Things. You know, my feet have stepped on ground. I've walked grounds of this earth, different terrain. I've been overseas, not lengthy, but been over there, you know, been on the water, been in the air, all of that. My feet. There's something I can conceive where these feet can take me. They can take me to a place. But church, He says in the Scripture, He maketh my feet like hinds' feet. I'll give you hinds' feet. Amen. So I have to draw them together. I have to imagine where this animal can pursue, where he lives, what's a normal place of pursuit, how he lives liberally and bountifully and abundantly in a high place. Amen. God says to us in the scripture, he gives us hinds feet. He gives us, it makes my feet like hinds feet. That takes what I have. Amen. Now all of a sudden, church, it's what I've got meshing with what God has to offer. Amen. You don't separate yourself from God's ability. You've got to interlink those two components. Amen. It's one thing to say I have and God has. It's another to say we have. Come on, church. God makes that possible. I can do certain things. He's given me a God-given ability, whether I'm sinner or saint. God has limitless possibilities. He can do all things, but I don't possess that. It's what God causes me to intermingle with that I possess. Amen. It's when God declares a thing in my life. Amen. It's when he says, I'm going to take you beyond the normal. I'm going to take you beyond the peripheral. I'm going to take you beyond the horizontal plane. I'm going to cause you to live life in a place beyond your imagination. If you believe it, can you shout amen? I want to go there. Amen. I don't want to taste the common. You know, my wife loves cookbooks. And I love for my wife to love cookbooks. I mean, she'll sit down. She got, I don't know how many. She'd fill a library, a small one, but she'd fill a library with these cookbooks, and she'll have some new cookbook. She's reading through. We go someplace, find another cookbook, go through that, looking for a new recipe, some new way to put something together. She'll put that together. There's always that mind searching. Saints, I don't want to taste the same food. Amen. I thank God for it. Amen. But there's a dissatisfaction. It comes in two forms. It comes as a fleshly form of dissatisfied with the provision of God. But there is a holy kind of dissatisfaction that burns inside us by the will of the Spirit of God. It says, I have more for you. There's a higher place. There's a larger room. There's a place that you can live. Amen. That's when I intermeddle and intermingle with only the thing that God can provide. It says, he will make my feet like hinds' feet. Amen. I'll give you the ability to live in a place that no man can live. I'll give you an ability to do what no man can do. I'll give you an ability to say what no man can say. Amen. I'll take your mouth, church. There are times when we feel we're just not up to par. I just can't do it. This isn't natural for me. Saints, any time you stop, draw a period in the arena of the natural, you cut yourself off from access to God. If you do that, you're backslidden in heart. Come on, church. If you've drawn a period in the natural, well, I can't do this because it's not natural for me. You put a period on God's ability. You said, I own this. You own that. We're going to keep it that way. God says, what I have, you can have. I give you my keys to the kingdom of God. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. I give you power over all the power of the enemy. My God, that's what God owns, that he invests in the life of the church. That's not natural for us, church. It is natural for God, but he's going to give it to us. If you believe it, can you say amen? If you and I don't believe that, saints, we're general in our Christianity and we walk on a peripheral plane. I don't want to live on the horizontal. There are places to go in the presence of God that can be achieved if we'll let the Holy Ghost take us. If you believe it, can you say amen? Saints, there's not one of you in this room that I have hope for naturally. I have hope in you. I'm not saying I don't have hope in your ability. But that's not where my hope lies. I'm not hoping for the natural end of your ability. I'm hoping for the ability of God to take over where you leave off. Amen. I want God to take your feet and give you hinds feet. Amen. I want to see God superimpose who you are and what you are. Take you farther than you'll get yourself, saints. I'm going to only go so far. If I were to pull out of the will of God, say, Lord, I'll go on my own. I believe I can make it that far. That's about as far as I will make it if God has grace on my life. That's what the children of Israel did. We believe We can make up our own mind. So it took care of them for 40 years in the wilderness as they circled the mountains. The feet didn't even swell. God provided manna for them for 40 years. But they were in a backslidden state, and the dyed bones bleached in that wilderness. That was as far as they could take themselves. They said, "We're like grasshoppers, and they are as giants." But somebody over there, Joshua and Caleb, said, "We're more than able." Since why? Because he had a different spirit. Come on, church. Amen. An ability to believe that just blasted right through the period, recognizes my inabilities. But I'm not looking for that. I'm looking for his capability. Hallelujah. If you believe it, can you shout amen? Church, you've got to come down to this knowledge. God can give me what I don't possess myself. Amen. There are men and women that said, "I can't talk." Moses said, "I can't talk." God said, "I'll put the words in you." Come on, church. "I can't do a thing." I can't will get us into more trouble. We look at the mountain, there's no way I can live on those plains. Who would want to live there? Who could live there? Who can live in that lifestyle? Who can thrive in that environment? Who can make it through all of that? Who can deal with that? Who can live at such a capability? Who could live at such a demand, such a responsibility, such a move of God? My life, this is not natural for me. I don't have the ability to do these kind of things. Saints, and you need to get your mind off your abilities. Come on, church. And you need to get your mind off your limitations. And you need to get your mind off your I cannots. Amen. Close that book, set it aside. You got to move beyond that plane. God already knows you can't. Amen. He already knows you won't. Amen. He already knows there's no capability. He knows your limitations. You're going to have to forget about that. Realize that God has capability, that he'll intermingle with your ability. Amen. He'll give you what you couldn't have yourself again. That's why it's so necessary that you be full of the Holy Ghost. If you believe it, can you shout amen? "He maketh my feet like hinds' feet, and setteth me upon my high places." Oh, I didn't know I possessed a high place. Come on, church. I said, I didn't know I possessed a high place. I didn't know there was anything I owned beyond this realm. I didn't know. I thought this is a blessed life I had to offer. All I could do is hope for the best God could achieve in my limited capabilities. I didn't know I owned high places. But he goes on to say, "And setteth me upon my high places." Amen. In other words, I have ownership on ground that I can only possess if I walk in the spirit of a divine God. There's no way that I can take ownership of that place until I give God what I have. Amen. I'm going to have to take hold. And it's not just about sacrifice, saints. We know a lot about sacrifice, but there comes a time, saints, it's not just about sacrifice. It's about laying a hold of what you don't possess yourself. If you believe it, can you say amen? We know that from the children of Israel. The children of Israel were satisfied in themselves. They put a period at the end of their natural conclusion. We can't. Here's the fruit. Here's the milk. The honey. Everything's true. But there's giants and we're grasshoppers and we can't do it. We know the failure of that thought. They turned back into that life of the wilderness. They couldn't do it. They couldn't go in. They possessed nothing. Their possession was in the promised land. That was their high place in the promise of God. That was the place of the promise of a divine God. A high place. But they could not possess it in their natural self. There was no ability within them. All of those with natural ability turned back into a life of the wilderness. It was only those who possessed another spirit, amen, that spirit of God that says we're well able to overtake, amen. Something down inside of them says, "I'm just as strong today. I'm 85 years old, but today I'm as strong for war as I was then." That means they had enough then as they hadn't. Now, there comes a time, church, you're going to have to get out of yourself and let God take over in your life. If you believe it, can you shout amen? You own a high place in the presence of the Lord. There's ownership across that river belong for you, every single solitary one of you in this room. You have ownership in a high place. God has a calling. There are people waiting on you. There's a calling of God for your life. There is a possession upon ground that you'll never lay hold of in your natural self. You're going to have to lay that behind you. You don't care what the 10 spies do. You don't care what the nation does. I'm going to serve God. Amen. There's a place on the other side. God said, I own, and I'm going there. If you believe it, can you lift both hands with me across this place? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It setteth me upon my high places. Oh, God. Church, he doesn't reveal the high place until he gives you hinds feet. Come on, church. God doesn't reveal the high place until he gives you hinds feet. Amen. Until he gives you the ability and the character and the spirit and the credentials to possess that land, the door will not open to it. Amen. You'll have what's necessary before the river will open. Cross on the other side. Amen. God gives those hinds feet. Amen. You gain it. Joseph, 13 years. Now he's all of a sudden, boom, he's prime minister. He's governor of the land. Where did he go to school anywhere? He had no time. He's been in prison for 13 years. God gave him hinds feet in the prison house. Amen. You hear me? I said God gave him hinds feet in the prison house. Glory to God. He gained credentials in a hard place. I'm going to get you ready. What are you getting me ready for? I don't know. All he knew is he had a dream that the sun, the moon, the stars bowed down before him. That's about as much as there were. What does that mean? His dad pondered that in his heart. What does that mean? That's all. He's got a dream. 13 years. Here, where do you get credentials for a move of God? I'm going to give you hinds feet in high places. Amen. Moses. God is going to visit him after 40 years in that wilderness. He's been out there a herder of sheep. Amen. What is he going to be when God places his call on him? A herder of sheep. Come on, saints. That's what he was before. That's what he's going to be after. Sheep just going to change from four legs to two. Amen. You know what he would have been the rest of his life if he hadn't dealt with God at that burning bush? He'd have been a herder of sheep, but they'd have maintained four legs. It's when we say, God, I'm going to let you have my life. He's going to change the one into another. He's not going to lead them around in a circle. He's going to take them across Egypt and the wilderness into the promises of God. If you believe it, can you shout amen? Saints, if you maintain your natural ability, you'll never see that possession of the high place you own. I'm fully confirmed and convinced. There's not a doubt one. You'll not cause me to doubt otherwise that you have personal possession in a high place when you allow God to fully take over your faculties. Amen. He owns everything. He'll give you what you need to live anywhere. Amen. Amen. And saints of God, I was praying this morning, and as I was praying there, I thought, God, I don't need abilities. I don't need anything, any provision for 10 different directions. I don't need you to show me here and show me there, show me that, show me this. For 10 different directions. I need provision for me, one direction. You got one direction, one perfect will for my life, and you're not going to waste time with me. I'm allotted a certain period of time on this earth, and you're not going to waste your provision in my life by getting me ready for 10 different directions. You know, folks send you out, okay? They want you to be ready for survival, and they want you to be ready for long distance, and they want you to be ready should you face this. I want you to be ready if this happens, and all of this. And you load down that knapsack for the unknown. Saints, that's not how God works. He doesn't load you down for the unknown. He knows, and he puts that knowing inside of you. If you're not going to dwell on the mountains, he's not going to give you hinds feet. Oh, no. He'll give you web feet if you're going to live down there by the water's edge. Come on, church. He'll give you the ability to walk on water, not climb mountains. But when God says, I'm going to take you to high places, he's going to give you by necessity hinds feet. Amen. So, saints, when life has been thrown at you as it is, then you watch it. You discern it. You define it. You write it down. You chronicle it. You put it down inside inside your spirit, you hide the definition. You mark that journey, because in marking that journey, you're already seeing the steps necessary to make you the person God wants you to be. Moses, after 40 years as a shepherd, he's a herder of sheep. God's going to send him back into a wilderness as a shepherd, a herder of God's sheep. Amen. Amen. He's marking that way. He's preparing that course. Those disciples there, they laid that net in the sand. What did that mean? They're going to pick up another net. They're not catching fish. They're catching men. Come on, saints of God. Oh, hallelujah. God is getting you prepared. Amen. My circumstance is unique. Then your calling is also unique. Amen. There's longevity to my trial. Then that means when God reveals you, there's going to be longevity to your purpose. Come on, saints of God. I've gone down to the bowels of the earth. Oh, saint of God. Then God's going to take you down to the bowels of the earth. Amen. In a depth of his divine call. If you believe it this evening, lift your hands, give him praise. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm going to give you hinds feet upon your high place. Oh, I'm getting you ready. Amen. I'm getting you ready. Oh, I'm getting you ready. I'm going to change your natural. I'm going to change it to that which is beyond nature. I'm going to intermingle with my anointing on your life. I'm going to place my divine anointing on that life. I was praying in that prayer meeting, and I began to pray. I said, now, Lord, you know, there are tough places in this as we go through this. But I began to pray. This thought came into my mind. Lord, I want to finish out my duty. There is duty in this time that has to be fulfilled on my part. I don't want you to have to fulfill a portion of my duty by drawing my blessing over my duty to fulfill something that I left undone. I don't want you to have to draw grace from the other side to finish off some last something that needs to take place. For I'm convicted in my heart, saints, that if that takes place and I don't fulfill my duty, then it's going to cost me when I maintain the promise of God. I'm convicted by this. If the children of Israel don't know how to obey God in the wilderness, they're not going to obey God in the promised land. If they're mixed in their minds, they're going to be mixed in the promised land. That's exactly what took place. Those who were confirmed in their thoughts possessed their land. Those who were not fell prey to their adversary. God said, I'm going to deliver you. I'll help you. I'll destroy them before you. But then in Scripture it says they could not, emphatically, they could not overcome their adversary. Why? God said he would. In that, God was out of the picture. They could not because it was not in them. Saints of God, in this process of things, the only way you and I are going to possess that position, our high place, my personal high place where God wants me to be, that only I can walk if I walk in the will of God. I can't walk in these feet. I've got to walk in the feet God gives me. Amen. I can't walk in this strength. I've got to walk in that strength made capable by the hand of God. You got a prophet. He's fasted 40 days. He goes, meets God at the mountain of the Lord. God speaks to him. He goes another 40 days. That's 80 days, saints, on just one meal. Only God can do that. Amen. Only God can do that. Pastor, I can't do that. You're right. And as long as that I precedes anything else you're about to do, you never will. Come on, saint of God. I said you never will. I can't do that. I'm incapable. I'll never get through that. I'll never be able to do that. I'll never overcome. I cannot lick this thing. As long as I precedes anything else, you're about to say you're absolutely true. But when you get that eyeball out of the way and you say, by the help and the grace of a divine God giving me what I don't possess myself, there is nothing that I can't do. Hallelujah. Oh, if you believe it, would you give him a praise in this house? Hallelujah. Isaiah, in the first portion of chapter 6, he said, I saw also the Lord high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. He said, he cried, woe is me, I am undone, for I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. That was Isaiah's natural response. That's who he was. He saw the glory of God, and he was corruption in his own eyes. Oh my God, I'm a corruptible thing. The Bible said one of the seraphims flew into him having a live coal which he had taken with his hands with the tongs from off the altar, and he placed it upon Isaiah's lips, cleansed him, purified him. He said, I heard the voice of the Lord say again, whom shall I send and who will go for us? Then said I, here am I, send me. A man who was unclean lips now is wanting to be sent by divine God. That prophet didn't change physical, natural look characteristics. He changed in spirit, amen. He changed by the coal from off the altar. He changed because he had a purified life. He changed because he prayed through in the presence of the Lord. He came out of that prayer meeting, that vision from God, well capable to do anything God asked him to do. And saint of God, tonight, when you get to the place where it's God and not you, you'll also come to an understanding there is nothing in God that I cannot do. And there is nowhere in God that I cannot go. And there is nothing in God that I cannot say. Come on, saints of God. When you come to that place that God is going to overtake my realities, I don't have to look at my feet anymore. I'm going to look at the feet God gave me. Amen. I don't have to look at my strength anymore. I look at the strength that God gave me. Amen. I don't have to look at my lack of capability. I can look at God's unfathomable strength. Amen to God. He said, I'll give you. I'll place it in you and set me upon my high places. If you believe it, would you give him a wave offering this evening? Hallelujah to the Lamb. I'm going to ask you to close your eyes with me across this room, just a way of shutting yourself in with the presence of the Lord. We're going to stop right here. Now, Father, tonight, dear God, I know that you're not just speaking tonight. You have been speaking. Lord God, you're just simply arming more of what you've been saying. Father God, you're pressing the point ever home to the child of God. Father, you know who will hear this with great acute awareness. Father, others may pass it by, just pick up a percentage here, a bit, a piece. Oh God, but somebody in this room will take this, engulf it, dear God, and drink it down. Oh God, this will get down inside their belly. Lord Jesus, I pray, Father, tonight for individuals in this room who will lay hold of this tonight. God Almighty. Lord, I pray for great conviction to set on our hearts. Lord, if we've been such as to just rest upon our natural ability and excuse ourselves because we lack, well, there's no excuse there. God, there's great challenge, great rebuke upon our lives because in so saying and coming to such conclusion, Father, we identify in ourselves that we have not fully surrendered our faculties to a holy God. We look at our limitations, our age one way or the other, our abilities one way or the other, finance one way or the other, our situation one way or the other, our platform one way or the other. All of these things we look at. But Lord, if we'd just look a bit closer, Lord, you've taken shepherds, you've taken fishermen, you've taken prisoners, you've taken kings, you've taken prophets, you've taken school children. Father, you've taken the blind, you've taken the vagabond, you've taken the harlot. Oh my God, all of these you have taken, sown into them your divine life and word. Father, added this mixture of the Holy Ghost, this Spirit of God enlivening him. You raise them beyond heights unfathomable. Others looking on would say, my God. They looked at the disciples, determined these are ignorant and unlearned men. What can they do? I'll tell you what they can do. After Pentecost, they can turn their known world upside down. Oh, come on, saints of God. They'll turn their known world upside down. These ignorant and unlearned men, God the Holy Ghost, God inside of them. One preacher, one fisherman, my God, who had been a fisherman, he wasn't anymore. He's a fisher of men. He'd care less about a net and tackle. Certainly in his natural self enjoyed it. But there's something bigger in his thoughts. Oh, something swelled Peter's spirit. He stood up full of the faith and the Holy Ghost. 3,000 came into the kingdom. I'll tell you, saint of God, every walk of life, walk through the door of the kingdom of heaven. One ignorant fisherman began to preach under the inspiring presence of the Holy Ghost. This eloquence flowed from the man of God. Oh, hallelujah to the Lamb. Saint of God, if you lay aside your natural incapability, you look to God and say, Lord, what I lack in, you'll do more than make up in me. Oh, God, what I'm weak in, you'll do more than make me strong. Where I'm weak, you are strong. Oh, God, against the backdrop of my frailty, God, you're going to come shining through. Oh, God, you're going to lift me up. All I've got to do is declare the works of the Lord upon my life and allow those works to begin to work in me. Oh, God, forming me and making me, oh, God, so that I may possess ground that I don't even know I own. Oh, God Almighty, would you lift both hands? Oh, great God Almighty. Great God Almighty. Surely the Lord's in this place tonight, saints, if you'll take hold. If you'll hear the word of the Lord spoken over your life tonight. If not, saints, you'll just tie your shoes in the morning and they'll fit you well. Oh, my God. Hear me, saints of God. You'll think your thoughts and you'll go your places and you'll do your things. And if you get 10% of this message, there'll be enough of it to gnaw and gouge you in the morning. Frustrate your otherwise pleasant day because God's trying to break through on ground we won't let him have. But saints, if you'll lay hold of what God would say in this place tonight, oh, those shoes you're wearing won't fit right. Those prayers you're praying won't pray right. That way you're walking won't walk right. Oh, there'll be a dissatisfaction get down inside your soul. The thought of Hebron on the other side of Jordan will come into your mind. Lord, there's a high place somewhere in my spirit I know I possess. There's ground that I can only walk on when I allow you to give me capability that I do not possess on my own. I want you to stand with me across the room. Everybody in the house tonight, I want you to stand across this room. I want you to prepare yourself. The saints of God, realize this message is only good for the hearing ear. Only for those who are willing to see beyond their natural limitations can this message hope to come as far as you. You're here tonight in this room and you'd say, God, I don't want to waste the years that I've been allotted away. Lord God, I cannot die in familiarity. Lord Jesus, oh God, there is a high place, there's a large place. There's a place the Spirit of the Lord beckons me to come to. God, I've not ventured that far. I've not laid foot on that ground. I know it's there. How do I get from here to there? I've got to pray through. Saint of God, you hear me tonight. You struggle in prayer, or you'll struggle everywhere else in your life. Until you struggle in prayer, you will struggle everywhere else in your life. Until you break through in your prayer room, Saint of God, you're going to be broken by every circumstance come to your life. You'll never face up to any trial much bigger than your knee high. You'll go through struggles. Small things will distort and destroy, confine, frustrate. Hear me, saints of God. You've got to break through in that prayer meeting. You've got to touch God in that holy place. You've got to let him give you something you don't possess. Let him take faculties that you have and superimpose them. Let him take the money in your bag. Let him do with it what he can. You cast that bread on the water, see it return. Oh, my God. You take that strength that's limited at its best. You give it to God and see what God can do. I don't know if Samson might have been about 5'10", weighed about 180 pounds. I don't know. I'm not sure he even had bulging muscles. Look on, you saw an almighty man of God. But when that Holy Ghost moved on him, Spirit of God got a holy, superimposed that man. Oh, hallelujah. You take a man out of the wilderness. John Baptist's been in there. He's come out of that. He's in that wilderness. It's a wild man. What are you going to do with a kind of man like that? Come into society. Saint of God, he's going to come preaching righteousness. He got one thing on his mind. Hear me, saints. You got to look at yourself. Say, self, I'm not going to let you control my life anymore. I'm not going to allow you to be the end of the matter. Lord, I'm not dependent upon my natural capability. You get somebody hungry for God. You give a natural man that says, Lord, if that's you, bid me come. He says, come. That natural man can walk on natural water. That's impossible. Not for God. Come on, church. Not for God. You take a man who'll serve God, put a wooden rod in his hand. Tell him, stretch that rod across that sea. It opens up dry ground presented. Million Jews cross over. That's not natural, sir. There's no natural capability of that whatsoever. That's going to take God. You take a man's shadow. Millions of shadows cross this earth. You take a man's shadow. Fill that life with the power of God. And that man's shadow bring healing to the sick that lay in the street. Well, that's not natural, saints. But we're not talking about natural. We're talking about somebody that let God take over in their lives. Somebody that realizes I'm incapable. I'm frail at best. I cannot make it. I'm a failure before I start. But if I'll get myself prayed through under the blood, come into the presence of the Lord, oh my God, God is about to fit me. Not with new shoes, but with new feet. Oh, my God. He's about to fit me with a new mouthpiece. He's going to turn my heart of stone into a heart of flesh. Oh, my God. He's going to take my mind. Let this mind be in us, which was also in Christ. He give me the mind of Christ. Oh, God, he's going to give me vision of clarity. I can't see to the wall. Oh, God, but when I see in faith, I see into eternity. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. He takes me where I'm at. Takes this. I'm poor, Pastor. I don't have means of finance. Oh, he'll take a widow's mite and put her story in the Word of God and convict and challenge multitudes generation after generation. Oh, I'm evil. I've committed wickedness in my life. He'll take a harlot on a wall, tell her to put a thread hanging out the window. Oh, my God, only her house is going to survive. Oh, great God Almighty, Saint of God, that comes a time you're going to have to let God take over, or this is the best life you'll ever know. But when you let God take over, you can have my life. You fit me, my legs with new feet. Oh God, there is a high place of possession. I must go there. There's ground I don't even know I own, but I'm going there by the help and the grace of God. If that's you tonight, I want you to come into these altars, throw your hands in the air. My God, let's pursue that place tonight. Let God have his way in you. Oh, Greg, get your mind off yourself. Get your mind off your natural. Get your mind off your limitation. Let God do it.